This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits in music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Players only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to...
You're listening to the Rat Pack Sports Show live on Rat Pack Radio, WRPR.
It's new, it's fresh, it's a slam dunk!
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough? This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! MIT! It could be! Yeah!
This is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back Wednesday night, live on the air. Rat Pack Radio, WRPR, streaming online, Rat Pack Sports, also the Rat Pack Radio, WRPR app. You can find us on Facebook at Rat Pack Sports Show, as well as Twitter at Rat Pack Sports. And also, if you want to download our podcast, you can find us on Podbean, ratpacksportsshow.podbean.com. And also, you can find us on the Spotify app, Rat Pack Sports Show as well. We're in the building another week. Bring you the best there is in sports talk and entertainment on a weekly basis. And we got a lot of information to share with you guys tonight. We're going to have Nicholas Lane on at 9:20. Talk some NBA finals and some of these trades and rumors going around in the league. We're going to talk about USA basketball as well, I'm pretty sure. We had a nice little conversation about that in the chat group. We're going to get into some NFL with Boss Hog, Sean Naylor, and also talk about the Washington football team that is, I guess, narrowing down their choices for their new team name. So we're going to get into that as well. And anything else there is that we're going to get into on this show. And it is Wednesday night, as we all know. And finally, because we're in the NBA Finals, my Wednesday night AEW is back on the tube. Missed it the last month or 6 weeks, it feel like it. They've been on Friday nights, and you know, we're not on the air on Friday night, so we could get into it, but it's a lot better watching it live. I think game 4 of the NBA Finals is on the air tonight, live tonight. Well, I mean on the air. So we'll be giving live updates. MLB All-Star break has come and gone. And last night was the All-Star game. I didn't watch any of it because it's the All-Star game. Didn't get into the home run derby. Didn't watch any of that either. Ohtani disappointed everybody. He did not win it. Everybody was expecting him to make a run for it. He didn't get it done. So that, you know, kind of spoiled the punch a little bit. You know, kind of like the Lakers and the Clippers, you know. They load their teams up, and neither one of them made it to the NBA Finals. Could we blame the Kawhi Leonard injury? You're supposed to be good. And crazy thing is, find out. Now, how long ago did Kawhi Leonard get hurt? A month ago? 3, 4, 5 weeks, something like that. Let's see. They lost. He got hurt in the Utah series. So, say about three. Let's say a month, because we're a week, you know, into the finals. So I'm going to say 3 weeks. All right, so 3 weeks. Well, it's come out now that Kawhi Leonard, I don't know what was the secret or why they was, you know, holding it until now. But apparently, Kawhi Leonard had a partially torn ACL, and nobody said nothing. I did find it a little weird. I did find it a little weird when Kawhi Leonard was, you know, up in the – he was up in the press box instead of on the bench. I mean, it's an injury. So as a player – why would you rather sit in the press box and watch the game opposed to being down on the bench? I don't understand that part. I find it weird that he was doing that. But Kawhi Leonard is a different cat. He's you can't really read that guy, so he's a little different. So maybe that's something he wanted. I'm not sure. I really don't know. But so that caught me off guard. I found that out this, was it last night or this morning? Nicholas Lane, posted something in the chat group about it. And I was like, really? So, yeah, he's probably not going to play next season. I mean, you know, what is July? He hasn't even had surgery, so yeah, he won't play. He won't play next season. He's kind of like Klay Thompson when he got hurt, you know. Steph Curry, same thing. They held him out, so I don't think, unless they, you know, make a run, deep run in the playoffs or something like that, you're talking almost let's see, where we at? We in July, August, October, August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March. Yeah, he won't play. He won't play. So, and that's going to suck for the Clippers. I mean, they still have a good team, but Kawhi Leonard is in the final year of a contract. You don't know what he's going to do. So, we'll get into that with Nicholas Lane. I'm pretty sure he's going to have some opinion on that. So, we'll get into that with him. We will also have Mr. William Graves, who's going to be calling in here not too distant future, to join me on the show. And we're going to get into it. Let me see here. It's been a while, man. Let me go to my source. Just going to my source here. Oh, yeah. Hold on. What are we doing here? Okay, yeah, so it is game four tonight. Phoenix need to go ahead and take care of business so they can pretty much end this series. That's all I'm saying. So let's see. We haven't been on the air since, but Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup 2 years in a row. One more, we're talking about a dynasty. But proud of my team. I always said Stanley Cup is the hardest championship in all of sports to win. I say it every year. Is nothing going to change that because I've watched all the sports. And I've watched all the sports go for their championship. There's nothing like Stanley, Lord Stanley, going out to win Lord Stanley. And the beating that these guys take physically, what they played through. Kucherov played through a broken rib. I think it was, who was it? Is it Patrick Maroon? Patrick, I know. Yeah, it might have been. I think it was Patrick Maroon. He played through the playoffs with a broken hand. I know y'all, some people probably, oh, that's just a broken hand is not much. For a hockey player, it is. When you, when you got as much going on and everything that you need to do, as far as the handling of the stick and, blocking the shots, I mean, your hands are very important for a hockey player. So, let's see. I'm going to go and okay, so Lightning just won the Stanley Cup for 2 years straight. Now, this is how you know the NHL or the people who report on the NHL, and this is how you know they really don't like the success of the Tampa Bay Lightning. Because, and I don't even know why I'm on this website anyway, but I just scrolling down and saw this. So they're saying the favorites to win the cup next season is the Colorado Avalanche, and the Vegas Golden Knights. Didn't they play each other? How are you going to have two favorites in the same conference? One of them going to knock each other off to get to the finals. So why would it even make any sense to put two favorites from the same conference? If you're going to do favorites, one you do one from the West, one from the East. I don't understand. And again, Lightning just won the Stanley Cup for the second straight year. Why aren't they being pulled as favorites going into next season? They're the most complete team out there. They just won a Stanley Cup two straight seasons in a row. So why wouldn't they be the team to beat? In order to beat a man, you got to beat the man. I don't like sometimes how some of these so-called sports writers report, man. It's stupid. Now, this is sitting the betting board. Caesars Sportsbook. Whatever. I bet you they lost money this year but betting against the Lightning. They probably lost money last season betting against the Lightning. Obviously, you know, the Vegas Golden Knights, they're in Las Vegas, but still. I mean, come on, man. I don't understand it. So, it says the Tampa Bay Lightning, as of Wednesday night, they were plus 600 to make it three in a row. So, I guess they're like third, I guess. Then you have the Boston Bruins, Carolina Hurricanes, Toronto Maple Leafs, Montreal. Open at plus 2,000. So, and listen, they have the Seattle Golden Knight, well, the Seattle Kraken. I like the name. The Seattle Kraken is a new expansion franchise that's going to be, they're going to start next season. And I'm pretty sure we'll lose a few guys in that expansion draft to Seattle because we do have a lot of talent on this team, and we have a surplus of talent on this team and down in the minors. So we're going to lose some people. Maybe like a Tyler Johnson or Andre Pilat or something like that. But we still have the number one goaltender in all of hockey. So as long as you have the number one goaltender in all of hockey, you always got a chance. I mean, look at Montreal. They plus 2,000 as odds to win it all. But they had Carey Price. And at the end of the day, the goaltender is like the quarterback in NFL. You're not winning without it. You know, you're just not. Your goaltender can cover for a lot of mistakes, and your goaltender is the quarterback of the team on the ice. So as long as we got Vazzy, and if I was a Tampa Bay Lightning, this is just me. I'm just a guy talking sports here. But if it was me and I was a Tampa Bay Lightning, I would probably lock Vazzy up right now for at least the next 7-8 years. He's young. I think he's only like 23, 24 years old. He hadn't even reached the prime of his career. And for him doing what he's doing, Vazzy might be the only untradeable player on the roster. If you had to trade anybody, somebody say, hey, you only can protect one player. I'm picking Vazzy. Much as I love Stamkos, Kucherov, Hedman, Sergachev, you know, we got some studs on our team. We got some really, really, really good players on our team. And if I can only protect one player, it's going to be Vasilevskiy. Because no matter what, as long as you can stop goals, you can win games. You may not be scoring six, seven goals, four, five, six, seven goals on a frequent basis, but if you got a goaltender that can literally shut you out, you got to keep that. And what he did in the playoffs, what Vasilevskiy did in the playoffs, is something that we haven't seen in the world of hockey. Only the greatest of the greats have done what Vasilevskiy done, and even some of them haven't done what he done. I mean, he's, I think he had like five shutouts in this playoff run, which is ridiculous. I mean, you're in the playoffs, you're playing the best teams in the league, and you know, when you need him the most, he shuts you out. So I, as much as I hate it, I don't want to lose anybody. But if I had to protect one person, it's gonna be Andrei Vasilevskiy. But you know, looking at this Lightning team, they would be in the running for another championship next season. And these guys, they love each other. They all close. This team seemed to be real close. So maybe some of these guys will take a little bit of a, you know, less of a contract to stay here and keep this team together. I mean, you saw it with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers after they won the Super Bowl. They pretty much, everybody came back. So you know, maybe you could have something like that with Lightning. I know it's a little bit tougher with NHL because the cap is what it is, and it's not anything compared to the NFL salary cap. But you know, maybe you get some of these guys that take a little bit of a hometown discount. So Tampa Bay Lightning celebrated, and they had their parade on the Hillsborough River, which is seen to be the spot now. And if anybody else in the country could do better at it for a championship parade, I want to see it. Like, we're on the water. You got people in their personal boats. You got the Lightning on wave runners, and they're on their boats. I mean, the Buccaneers did the same thing. If these next couple years, man, if anybody outside of the Bucs and the Lightning win the championship, I want to see how they're going to bring it in, because I don't understand. I don't think anybody could do better than that. I really don't. Like, so, Lord Stanley was damaged a little bit in the whole festivities. We don't know how it was damaged, and we don't know exactly who did it, but they had to send Lord Stanley back up to Montreal for some cosmetic touch-ups. The bowl of the cup had a huge dent in it. A huge dent. So they partied hard. Maybe sometime we'll find out who's the culprit in this whole ordeal. We will see. But until then, we'll see. But They went hard. I wasn't able to attend. Either festivities, but maybe if the next couple years, if we win any championships and we do another boat parade, I could be present for one of them. I think our best chance is probably the Bucks repeating. Not sure about the Lightning. I mean, it's tough. Stanley Cup, winning the Stanley Cup is tough. So, we'll see when we get down to that time if the Lightning can repeat, three-peat. How many three-peats have there been in hockey? Let's see. I'm pretty sure, like, Montreal. Let's see, how many three-peats? I mean, as far as, like, franchises, who all did them? So, three-peats. Here we go. Edmonton Oilers. Hold on. Who was that thing? Nah, that's not a three-peat. I mean, like, three in a row. Not, you know, let's see. We know three-peat. Lakers did it. Yankees. Houston Comets. I remember this team. Cynthia Cooper. She was like the Michael Jordan of the WNBA when the WNBA first started. She was in the twilight of her career, and she was still dropping 25, 30 points a game. But I remember this team. Cynthia Cooper, Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops. I was watching a lot of WNBA back then. Not so much now, but I was watching a lot, especially in the earlier years, because I knew a lot of those players. Well, we know the Chicago Bulls did it. The 93 Bulls, actually, they did it twice. The New York Islanders, they did it in the 80s. The Montreal Canadiens, I knew they were going to be in there because they got like 20 championships. So I knew they would be in there. Oakland A's in the 70s had got their own three-peat. Toronto Maple Leafs in the 60s, Boston Celtics in the 60s, Montreal again in the 50s, 58, three-peat, Minneapolis Lakers. Man, that dude, they got a black eye. Somebody knock. Yeah, 1954, Minneapolis Lakers. So that was before they moved to L.A. George Mikan, final season before retiring. The Yankees in 1951, Toronto Maple Leafs in 1949, going way back. New York Yankees in 1938. So those was all the teams and all of sports that have done three-peats. As you can see, it's not done much. But in hockey, you got the Islanders, the Canadiens, and what's it? Yeah, hold on. Islanders, Canadiens, and the Toronto Maple Leafs. So it's only been done three times in the NHL. Four times in the NBA? Celtics, Bulls, and Lakers. And then, obviously, baseball. You know, the Yankees dominated for so long. They did it a couple times, and then you had the Oakland A's. So it's not... It's a rare feat. When you get in that realm of three-peats, you put yourselves in a special category and nobody can deny it, and you automatically go down as one of the best teams in the history of the game. So I'll be, obviously I'm a Lightning fan, so I'll be rooting for the three-peat. It's going to be tough. Stanley Cup is not easy. I say it all the time, so we will see. But I'm going to be rooting for it, and they do have a chance. We will lose some people, but they do have a chance to pull it off. Got a stacked team, man. They got a stacked team. Well, that's the good thing about having good management is they did a great job of building from the ground up. And they did a great job. Of putting everything together in the minor leagues and, you know, the way the farm system is set up. So if we lose some, it's going to suck, but I don't think it'll be that big of a deal to, you know, bring some guys up, replace them. It won't be a thing to go out into free agency and bring in a couple players from free agency. There's a guy on the Lightning team who's won three straight Stanley Cups. Because before he got here, he won one with, matter of fact, it's the year before when we played. Was it Columbus Blue Jackets? I know his name if I go down his roster. Let's see. Is it Pat Maroon? I think it's Pat Maroon. He won Stanley Cup with I want to say the Blue Jackets before. Let's see. Career. Yep. No. St. Louis Blues. That year. 18 and 19. They won the Stanley Cup. And then he came here to Tampa. Stanley Cup. Came next year. Stanley Cup. So he might be a good luck charm. We keep that guy around. I think he's, you know, he's still under contract, so we'll see. But it's been a nice run here in the Tampa Bay area from a sports standpoint over the last year and a half. I mean, think about it. Pandemic last year. Everything shut down. You had Lightning win it all. The Buccaneers win it all. The Rays went to the World Series. Wouldn't that be nice if the Rays could have pulled out and you would have had three franchises in the three major sports win a championship? And I really wanted it bad for the Rays because – you know, any time that the Rays make a run like that, I'm not going to say it's an anomaly because if you look at the Tampa Bay Rays record over the last, like, 15 years, let's see. I'm going to go since 2008, since that was about the time when we really got really good. So, All right, so let's just go here. Since 90, okay, so 2008. Was when we became the Tampa Bay Rays. So We're not going to look at anything before then. Devil Rays, we're not going to look at anything before then. We was terrible. We had a terrible owner. So, since 2008, that's a, right now we're in 2021. This season is over with, so that spans about, that's 12 years. And if I was to calculate their win and losses, let's see. I'm going to go down the list here. 97, 84, and 2009. 96 wins in 2010. 91 wins in 2011. In 12. 90 wins in 2013. 92 wins. Then we had a little down year. This was right after, this was after, I think this is the year Joe Maddon. Yeah, this is the year. This is Joe Maddon last year, 2014. We won 77. Now, 2015, 80 wins. 2016, 68. I don't even remember that year. We were that bad? Wow. We were that bad. 2017, 80 wins. 2018, 90 wins. 2019, 96 wins. 2020 was a 60-game season. We was 40-20, World Series. So, in 12 seasons, the Rays have amassed 1,081 wins. Now, I don't know where that ranks as far as records, record-wise. But it has to be in at least the top five of all the baseball over that span. So, for a while now, the Rays franchise has been legit for everything that we say, all the graphs about, you know, payroll and how they, you know, and how they manage the bullpen and they starting pitchers, and we don't have any hitters. And listen, 1,081 wins says that these people know what they're doing. And right now, I think through the All-Star break, we're sitting at about 60 wins in the first, you know, I want to say 100, 60 wins in the first 100 games. I think let's look at this. 60 wins. Tampa Bay Rays standings. So yeah, right now we're 53-37, which is overall. Fourth in the American League. Now, with the whole playoff system set up, right now we're sitting in the wild card because the Red Sox have the number one record in the division. So we got to overtake them because I don't want to be in that one-and-done play-in game bull crap that they – I think it should be at least a three-game series, best out of three. Instead of the play-in game, but it is what it is. We took advantage of the play-in game last season, made a run to the World Series. So as long as we get a chance, we'll be fine. But right now, it's looking good. You know, they take the top six, and I think the Yankees at some point will catch fire. Rays just got to stay planted, stay grounded in what they're doing, and don't go on too many losing streaks. But 53-37, that is exactly 90 games. So through 90 games, we got, which is good. I mean, that's an excellent record. And sorry, I got distracted. So they're right on par. With everything that they've been doing in the past. Actually, they're a lot better at home. Normally, they're better on the road. This year, it's a little bit different. They're better at home than they are on the road. So I guess that's good. But we got to get that road record. I mean, most playoff teams are hovering around 500 on the road, and they're 25-20. At home, but they're 28-17 on the road. What is that? Hold on. So that's 50, 45 home games. And 46, they're about dead even. They played 46 home games and 45 road games. I wonder if they do that by design. Because, right, let's see, if you look at the Toronto Blue Jays, they're 39 home, maybe like 48 away. So they'll have a lot of home games in the second half. I think they're trying to set the Rays up. Last season, we had a bunch of home games at the end of the season. And that helped them out a little bit. So, but, I mean, we're there. We're right there. We got a big series here coming up after the All-Star break, to get off in a hot start. I didn't even realize the Reds had any All-Stars, but they did. I didn't watch the game, so I definitely didn't pay attention to the selections. But I'll check it out and see. Let's see, who was all on this? All right, so. All right, so let me sidetrack. I'm turning around, checking out AEW at the same time, and on the sidetrack. But going into the second half of this MLB season, I want to see how many home runs Shohei Ohtani ends up with. Dude is batting almost 300. He's a pitcher, man. He's a pitcher. This dude's got 33 home runs with like 50 games left. Hold on. Is it 50? 61? Oh, no. Hold on. They played 90. So it's about 70, 75 games left, something like that, because they play 100 and – oh, I'm all right. 162 games. So you got about 72 games left. Most teams somewhere in that number. He has 33 home runs. There's some major home runs. The question I want to ask is, dude, there's a lot of home runs being hit. Does this have anything with the rule changes that Major League Baseball made with the pitchers not being able to use any substances to be other than the rosin bag? They can't use any other substances to keep their hands dry or use to grip the ball, which I think is stupid because, again, these dudes' bats got so much pine tar on it that they don't even look the same color. So you're allowed the batters to use pine tar to grip the bats to be able to swing faster. And obviously, if you get a faster swing, you generate more power. But you won't let the pitchers use anything outside of powder, which is all the rosin bag is powder, to keep their hands dry. So I said it from the time I think it was a move to boost the offensive numbers because some odd reason, you know, points, scoring a lot of points and no defense is a thing in today's sports. So it might have had a little to do, but I know Otani was mashing way before then. So, but we go down this list. Otani has 33 home runs. We keep going down. There's probably 20 players that's got 20 home runs or more. I'm not going to say 20. Yeah, I'm going to say 20. Because you got four tied for 16, four tied for 12. So, yeah. You got 20 people that's over 20. Then you go down this list. And you got another 50. I'm going to say 50 players. And I'm going to say 30. I'm going to say 40 players that's got at least 15 home runs. There's a lot of home runs being hit. So I'm sure there's a lot of runs being scored. Now, pitching, let's see. ERA-wise, it's still not bad. Not bad. I mean, but you see the trend. You see the trend here. Not a whole lot of real low ERAs. I mean, you if you got an ERA in the twos, that's great. Threes, 3.5 is right around about, you know, average per nine innings. The Rays only got one guy, and I don't even know who Rich Hill is. So yeah, but. Let's bring him on in.